I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As the federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans today are being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling with funding cuts for food stamps and other programs with no end in sight. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown. Because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top-ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York. And they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondani disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. The investigation continues at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington after the delivery of a suspicious package with an unknown powder.
Seven people were briefly hospitalized after the package was opened. All those sickened have since been released from the hospital, and the specifics of the powder or the illnesses it may have caused are still unclear.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Cornell University has reached a deal with the Trump administration to restore its federal funding. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Under the agreement, Cornell will pay $60 million and accept the Trump administration's interpretation of civil rights laws in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the Ivy League school. Cornell's president said the deal upholds the university's academic freedom while restoring more than $250 million in research funding. President Trump has accused elite colleges of tolerating anti-Semitism and promoting left-wing ideas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has begun in Chicago. Here's correspondent Michael Herring.
The city's Board of Education will not allow student teachers from the Moody Bible Institute to participate in student-teacher programs in the public schools. The board says it won't work with Moody because the Christian school won't hire homosexuals or people of other faiths. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit saying that, quote, by excluding Moody for its religious beliefs, Chicago Public Schools is illegally injecting itself into a religious nonprofit's hiring practices. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese church in Salt Lake City, Utah, has uncovered a century-old snapshot of a once vibrant neighborhood, now mostly gone. Elders at the 101-year-old Japanese Church of Christ, one of just two remaining buildings in what used to be called Japantown, have opened a time capsule hidden inside a wall of the church when it was first built back in 1924. This is SRN News. Cracking down on pirates, an EU maritime group has intervened to thwart suspected Somali pirates who had hijacked a Malta flag tanker earlier this week.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Hellas Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The unemployment rate is low. The economy still growing. But those out of work face the slowest pace of hiring in more than 10 years. It's been the unwillingness of many companies to add workers that has created a more painful job market than may seem to be reflected by the low 4.3 unemployment rate. More on these stories at srnnews.com.